getting it, Mr. President.
Bob?
Yes?
Damn, you're not a hard fella to catch.
I've been running around a good bit.
Well, they tell me that you're going to get 20,000 votes in one county down there where Judge Christie lives and only 200 against you.
Thank you.
What do you know?
Well, I've been traveling a good bit in West Virginia, and I tried to get in touch with you to return your call.
They told me, but I missed you, and you missed me, and I got to traveling.
Yes. Now, what can I do for you?
Not a thing. I want to know how important this Christie is to you, and if you really need him and want him.
Oh, yeah.
He's over age, they tell me.
Well, he's going to be 60, probably 60 this month.
The bar doesn't give him too good a rating, you know.
Yeah, I know. I think somebody got in touch with somebody and tried to stop that. Tried to put the skids under him. He's a good man, Mr. President.
The opinion that Charles S. Christie is not qualified for the appointment.
Yeah, well, I think there's something wrong there. He's been a practicing lawyer for a long time, and he's now a circuit judge. The objections that I heard were that he meddled in politics a little too much. He's the most competent politician in that part of the state.
Is he going to carry it for us?
Well, he always carries McDowell County, and that's what the state always looks for.
What's the county seat?
County seat is Welch.
That's what I've taken up residence down there.
That's right. You were down there.
Hell, I've been down there. I live there.
That's right. That's right. And he was always looked to carry his county, and that county is a bellwether. And he hasn't been meddling in politics since he became judge in an objectionable way. But he's a darn good man. I'd hate to see him not make it. I think it would meet with general approval throughout the state, certainly with the bar.
If you need it and want it and got to have it, it's done, and I'll just send it out this afternoon and sign it. If you don't, I'd rather get a younger man. If you can find one your age, I'd rather appoint him.
Well, Mr. President, I'd rather have Judge Christie than anybody in West Virginia. The reason I submitted his name...
I know, but we want somebody down there to try us, and he'll be dead before we get old enough to be convicted of anything.
Well, no, he won't. The reason I submitted his name was because of his competency and his judicial demeanor and the fact that it would be acceptable to the other members of the bar. And then, too, I did it because I thought he deserved it as a working Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have no reservations on his appointment at all. I'm 1,000% for him, and if I can't have him, well, I just wouldn't submit anybody else.
Oh, now you wouldn't do that.
That's right. I mean that.
You can have anybody you want, but...
I know that, but...
But...
You know, when I go for a man, Lyndon, as I went for you, I don't take any second best. That's the way I feel about Judge
Christie. Well, that's the way I feel about him. I just don't know a man to have better friendship than I got with you.
I took all kicks coming in the back and in the teeth for Lyndon, and that's the way I feel about him. And when I pledge him my support, I go all for him. There's no halfway business about it.
Well, how's it doing down there now? Are they going to hurt you on account of it?
Well, no. On account of his appointment?
On account of me.
No. Why would they hurt me on account of you?
Well, they got some enemies, I guess.
Oh, well, hell, everybody down there is for you now. People who were kicking my butt 4 years ago for being for you are all out waving your flag. Now, I guess you got to tell them something. By golly, where were you 4 years ago when I was for Lyndon Johnson?
All right, when they get through hooking me up on that hill, though, don't you let them do it.
Well, the only thing that I won't go along with, Mr. President, you and I have already discussed, and that's the civil rights bill.
Well, you don't have to go along on it, but make them vote on it. Don't let them keep me out of the vote, damn it.
No, sir, I wouldn't make them vote on it, because I know if they vote on it, they're going to get it. And if a man starts to come in my house, if I can't beat him with my fist, I'm going to take a poker to him. So the only way we can win here is to not let them vote. You know, I'm honest with you. You'll always get an honest answer with me.
Well, I don't want you fighting too hard now.
Well,
I can't be here. I got to pass that bill.
I know, but now you're going to be here. You're
going to
win with
that. Well, I can't do it. I can't do it, Tony. You know I can't. Me and you tried that once, didn't we, partner?
That's all right. You didn't.
No.
In the United States can beat you this time.
That's it. If I don't pass that bill, it'll be me.
Oh,
anyway, I'm not gonna argue with you about that bill. I know how you feel about that bill, and I expect you to vote against it. Of course, I don't. I might send you off on a tour or something some of these days before they vote cloture. I don't want you to.
I wouldn't. Just for all the tours in the world.
I might make you stay at home, man, and nurse me and feed me the thermometer. I'm going to be so sick that I'm going to have somebody put cold packs on my head.
You know, Mr. President, when I'm with a man, I'm with him.
So well, that's what I'm talking about. I want you with me.
I'm with Ruffin this fight.
You and me. You and me. You got to be with me.
Well, my convictions are against this bill.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. And I don't blame you. And I wouldn't quarrel with you about it. But I don't want you to help the bear too much now.
Well, when I'm against something, I fight it like with everything that's in me. Yeah. And I'm against this bill. Just as when I was for Johnson, by God, thank
you. Well, when you were, you mean you still are. Hell, don't go to talking about it.
I was really when the going was rough.
That's right, and it's going to be rougher if I don't pass this bill.
No, it won't either.
Yes, it will. You all going to beat it?
I hope the hell we beat it. We're going to do all we can for Lyndon Johnson. We don't need that bill. You know I
hope
where it's
needed. I know that.
Yes.
I know that.
You remember... Well, I'm not going to bring up another item that you and I both were interested in recently, and I did what I could.
What is that?
Well, you know, I'm on a certain...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, you always, you don't need to be talked to. You just, you do what's right. I would, though, tell those sanctimonious bastards that got all these law practices and so forth that you think all these people get fees and all these people that... make speeches and all these people practice law to report their earnings or something.
I'm not against that.
I'd go pretty strong on that if I was you. You're a poor boy and you haven't got a great big law firm making millions of dollars.
I don't have
And these fellas like Scott raising hell, I just say that I think that's good. Let's recommend that they all report it to the Senate. All the employees report it, they haven't proved anything wrong anybody's done.
I'll go on that.
I just tell my boys, I just outdo them. I'd be more virtuous than they are. I'd be more holier than they are.
Right.
I just say I think every penny income ought to be reported and let the people know, make it public.
I'm for that, and I'll
say so. Solid Rules Committee. I'm going to send Judge Christie up there, and I assume he's going to keep me out of jail. That's what I'm going to try to sign it this afternoon, and I don't know when y'all in session tomorrow. I guess tomorrow, then.
When can I announce this?
You can announce it now. Just tell him you've talked to the president. The president said he's going to nominate Christie on the recommendation of the Department of Justice and Mr. Robert L. Byrd.
I will announce it in the names of the two West Virginia senators. Okay, we've been informed of the president. How's that?
That's all right.
All right.
Say the White House what I do so they won't think we're talking about other things.
Exactly.
But I'm for it, and it'll be up.
All right.
God bless you, and I love you, and come see me.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Bye.
Goodbye.